Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts, sitting in for Ed Bell today. Thanks again for joining us. And coming up just a little bit later, we'll have the Broward Arts Calendar with Jody Horn-Lashinsky. But our film critic, Dan Hudak, paid a visit recently to the Miami Beach Cinema.
It was an all-out war, and it happened, at least in part, right here in South Florida. While the 1968 Republican National Convention played out in Miami Beach, backstage at the convention, intellectuals William F. Buckley and Gore Vidal duked it out in a series of debates that were supposed to discuss the pressing issues of the time. What transpired instead was a war of words unlike anything television had ever seen, and with it came the birth of talking head pundits on TV. The documentary Best of Enemies, in theaters now, chronicles the seething hatred shared by William F. Buckley, a prominent Republican and the leader of the cultural conservative movement, and Gore Vidal, a novelist and well-known Democrat who believed Buckley's ideas would single-handedly ruin the country. Both men would emerge from the debates bitter and scarred, and carrying with them a passionate hatred for the other that would last until their dying days. Here's an excerpt from the trailer for Best of Enemies, which concludes with a small taste of how Buckley and Vidal went after one another.
These were two visions of America clashing.
Each thought that the other was quite dangerous.
All this security makes me very nervous, because it's necessary, apparently.
If Buckley were not taken out, his ideas would take down the nation.
The country is being split at the seams.
It's almost as if they were matter and antimatter.
Say that again.
Freedom breeds inequality. Now say it a third time.
No, twice is enough.
He's always to the right and almost always in the wrong.
I confess that anything complicated confuses Mr. Vidal.
A grotesque example.
Okay,
no.
Somehow...
Hold it at.
Shut up a minute.
He's nothing feigned. They really do despise one another.
With Best of Enemies opening in theaters this weekend, I recently spoke with a co-director of the film, Robert Gordon, to discuss his approach to telling the story and remaining objective when it would have been easy to pick a side. Robert, thank you for joining us on South Florida Arts Beat.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on.
So the film is objective in the sense that you clearly don't take a side between Buckley and Vidal. You try to stay, in my estimation, pretty down the middle. Why tell the story that way?
Thank you very much for saying that, first of all, because the vast majority of the reactions are the same. And the reason is because we were not trying to take us. This isn't about the argument. This is about how we argue. You know, we were trying to take a position and tell a story from a wider perspective. And I think it's interesting, just to make a quick note to you, that audiences today have become so accustomed to being fed a particular side, that movies or political themed stories must take a propaganda side. So I think it's interesting that you're opening with that. Go, man, go.
Well, it's fresh because you're absolutely right. Most documentaries, something like a Michael Moore documentaries, are clearly trying to get us to believe one thing. But what I'll tell people is that documentaries need some kind of conflict usually, or some kind of pull or trigger in the story to keep us hooked. For you guys, you and Morgan Neville, the other co-director, had the unique opportunity to tell a story that was that had the innate conflict, so you could be about this dissension between the two guys without having to choose between them. And it was a wonderful luxury that I think the story just kind of naturally presented itself to you.
Well, it was, in the various test screenings over the development of the film, one of the things we'd always ask, it would be a small group of people, friends of ours, and we'd say, did you feel like, we were leaning one way or the other? And we always took note of that. But we pretty much hit a middle stride early on and were able to maintain it with a little tweaking here and there. And you're right, the two men provide the conflict themselves. And to me, what they do, even though they're speaking, when I saw a bootleg DVD of those debates in 2010, I couldn't believe how contemporary it was. It felt like these two guys were expressing the culture wars that we live in. And so, like you said, we were able to let them do their battle while we could step back another circle, you know, get a wider view and let the audience begin to realize that this is a very contemporary story, even though it's old, and that if we, you know, a lot of times you can see things in the future or the present more clearly by looking in the past.
We're talking with Robert Gordon, the co-director of Best of Enemies. It's in theaters now. Is there a modern talking head that either Buckley or Vidal reminded you of?
Well, it's funny. There was one talking head that reminded us of both of them, and that was Christopher Hitchens, who passed away a few years ago. And we interviewed him in the film. Actually, we were working on this film so long that we interviewed him before he was sick. And because of his history going from a liberal-leaning, left-leaning way of thinking and switching to the right, we thought the only possible comparable situation would be if he interviewed himself.
Was there anything about William F. Buckley or Gore Vidal that surprised you to learn? Obviously, you knew about them, you knew about the debates, but as you researched, as you put the project together, what surprised you?
Well, I knew a little more about Vidal than I knew about Buckley, so my surprises came from things I learned about Buckley. One thing I learned about Buckley was that he was not afraid to change his mind. In public, you know, that he had been a segregationist, and then he realized he was wrong, and he stood up and said, "I was wrong." He did that early in his career, in the 60s, and then late in his career, in the 2000s, he did something similar on the Iraq War. And I really thought that that was admirable, that that's an admirable trait in a political philosopher.
Right, especially,
I was wrong.
Especially a cultural conservative political philosopher.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I would agree with that. Wasn't it just delicious to watch them, the seething hatred they had for one another, and to watch them go back and forth, it almost with passion, and it's kind of sad in a way, but at the same time, it's also just wonderfully entertaining.
I tell people that this movie is very, very funny until it's not funny at all.
Right.
And you use the word delicious, and to me, and that word is not in any of our promotional material, and so many people use that when introducing the film. To me, it suggests that our country has a hunger for this kind of intellectual back and forth. You know, now people dumb it down. These guys didn't dumb, even when they spent so much time digging at each other, their personal prods against the other are on a high-minded, sophisticated, humorous level. And we don't get that anymore. You know, now it's just shouting. Who can be the loudest? And you mentioned passion. You know, the stakes between them were the future of the nation. They each felt like they were arguing to save the republic. And we sense that passion. And now it seems like the arguments are, who can win the round before the next commercial, and then we'll start over again.
Yeah, I would.
So yeah, all that burning intensity is present in the raw material between them.
I did find it curious. Again, we're talking with Robert Gordon, the co-director of Best of Enemies in theaters now, how they at times seemed more consumed with taking shots at one another than they did actually debating the issues that they were there to debate.
In a way, I think that that's part of what makes it contemporary. You know, that hadn't happened prior in public discourse. One of our early slogans, or one of our early catchphrases when we were trying to figure out what this movie was about, was we would just say to ourselves in the editing room, when did civil discourse become uncivil? Hmm. You know, and when they're doing these personal digs, this is at a time when identity politics is forming. So each of these guys, their life, their lifestyle, Vidal's pansexuality and promotion of homosexuality as a legitimate, you know, position, which was so far ahead of its time. This is when, and Buckley's, you know, corporate stance, strong religious position. This is when the personal was becoming political. So for all that personal digging, it really does kind of have a political echo or ramification.
So Robert Gordon, director of Best of Enemies, the films in theaters now, all about the 1968 debates between Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley Jr. I want to get you out on this question. And the movie's out. The movie speaks for itself. We are now looking back on it and the success of the film. So I can ask, and you can answer honestly, sir, who won the debates?
All right. Well, you know, in the moment of 1968, I think it's pretty clear that Buckley lost, because Buckley loses his cool and threatens violence against Vidal. But in the decades that followed, Buckley clearly won. You know, he was the one who was promoting Reagan in 68, and when Reagan achieves office in 1980, all through the 80s, that's the apogee of Buckley's work. But then, now that we're in the, you know, 2010s here, the ideas that Vidal was promulgating, which were so far ahead of their time, are coming to be.
Yeah.
So it's this remarkable, you know, this film gives us this opportunity to see the way, how long these arguments we've been having go on. People today, most, you know, it was very surprising to me in the making of this, in the beginning of the making of this, how few people today knew who William F. Buckley Jr. or Gore Vidal was. And so I think this gives an opportunity for us to realize that these debates that are so current really have roots going back decades, and that the arguments will continue, but they don't have to be so low level, you know, they don't have to be so low minded. We can do it with more sophistication and erudition.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Robert Gordon, Best of Enemies is the film. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
Best of Enemies is in South Florida theaters now. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Dan Hudak has worked extensively as a film critic in print, radio, and television, and Dan's films reviews are syndicated throughout the country. He's the former chairman of the Florida Film Critics Circle. He's a member of the Southeastern Film Critics Association, and you can learn more about Dan at punchdrunkmovies.com. We're going to take another break right now. We'll be back with the Broward Arts Calendar and Jody Horn-Lashinsky after this.